No one will ever realize their full potential as a Christian apart from the church. Remember what happens when the ember is set apart from the fire. Now, I saw this personally. The Dirks family just cleaned up from the ice storms. And we had two huge piles of limbs in our backyard. And we decided to set those ablaze the other night. And we burned them, and it was about 12:30, I think, when I finally came in. But it was amazing. You know, they were still kind of wet, so every once in a while an ember would pop out and it would land next to it, and it would take about 10 minutes for that ember to burn out. But you know, the amazing thing was when the rain moved in the next day, I think it was 10 or 11 o'clock, as soon as the rain hit that fire that was what was left, it was still hot enough that steam was coming off of those final logs that were still in that pile. We can do much more when we're together. We fade quickly when we pull ourselves apart away from the church. So why do people need this particular church? Why do people need First Church? This is a very important question, folks. You know, there's a lot of other churches in this community. Why does this community need First Church? What is unique or different about United Methodism that would prove helpful to some in this community? How might we be uniquely equipped to reach those who don't attend church? What unique gifts do I have as pastor that might help reach people not currently being reached? What would we like to be known for? What is the distinct calling Christ has given this church, First Church? What is it about us that makes us stand out? Well, one place that I thought of beginning was our purpose statement. It's the driving force of our ministries. And it goes like this. Here's the purpose of First Church. First Church is called to make new disciples for Jesus Christ by being rooted in faith, by growing in love, and by spreading God's hope. Again, why do people need this particular church? Is it how welcoming we are? Is it our relaxed atmosphere? Is it the caring ministries team? Is it the fact that First Church is a loving and caring church community? Is it our youth group, Ignite Youth Ministries? Is it our mission work and how we help dig wells in Mozambique, give nets to families in Africa to help stop malaria or help rebuild homes wrecked by tornadoes and hurricanes? Is that why this church is unique? Is it our children's ministry, Sunday school, preschool, vacation Bible school, kids thing, and maybe something that's coming up this fall called Kids Chorus? Is it our relevant sermons, I hope? Is it our small groups? Is it our hard-working teams? Is it the fact that we believe church should make a difference in people's lives rather than just a warm seat to be filled on Sunday morning? What is it about this church that makes us unique? Why do you need First Church? And therefore, why do people in this community need First Church? This is a very important question we've got to answer, folks. Why do people need First Church? Oh. So you're saying I shouldn't have said anything and just let you all answer that, right? Let's think about it this way. What is it that makes you have utter conviction that First Church is the best thing since sliced bread? What causes... What?